Another day of furious anti-Gaddafi protests in London. This time, protesters made their way to Downing Street, the Prime Minister's residence. Their fury no longer limited to the regime in Tripoli.
The British government, in fact, has been propping up these dictatorships for many years due to its silence. It was fully aware that there was human rights abuses going on in all of these Arab countries, and it supported that because it suited the agenda of the so-called war on terror.
Money shouldn't come first. A human being should come first. I don't know what's going here. It's very frustrating.
What's going on? I can't take it. It's so much for us. Too much.
Tony Blair's efforts to bring Libya out of the cold in 2004 resulted in billions of pounds worth of business deals, including the oil giant BP's operations in the country. And so the UK stands accused of propping up the regime. But perhaps more serious are the allegations that Britain's arms sales to the country may, according to the United Nations, have made it complicit in the killings of hundreds of pro-democracy protesters. Since 2004, British firms have sold Libya sniper rifles, tear gas, projectile launchers, and crowd control ammunition. They've also sold weapons to Bahrain. Campaign groups and human rights organizations long urged against Britain's arms sales to regimes and leaders with questionable human rights records.
Human rights, I think, is everybody's business. We've got the UN Declaration of Human Rights and all of the human rights covenants that follow from that. We shouldn't be selling arms to human rights abusers. That's the way we look at it.
Britain has in the last few days revoked arms sales licenses to both Bahrain and Libya and condemned the violence in both countries.
And for now, although the focus remains on the killings in Libya, when the dust settles, the British government may find it has to answer some awkward questions about its relationships with regimes that many find unpalatable.
And while Libyans have been fighting for emancipation, David Cameron has been on a tour of the Middle East with a group of arms dealers in tow. His first stop was Cairo. This while his defence minister was in Abu Dhabi, leading the UK's biggest ever delegation to an international arms fair. Hassan Ghani, Press TV, London.